सबै पुंसां करो धर्म जतो भक्ति रधो खजे अहैतुकी अप्रतिहता जया आत्मा सुप्रसीदति। आत्मा मीन्स दिस बॉडी, आत्मा मीन्स दिस माइंड ऑल्सो, एंड आत्मा मीन्स दिस सोल, एंड अबव दैट the Paramatma, Bhagavan, Brahmeti Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sarva. So, jaya atma suprasidati, su means very much, not only prasidati, but suprasidati, very much. Everyone, the body becomes satisfied, the mind becomes satisfied, the soul becomes satisfied, and the Supreme Paramatma, he also becomes satisfied. So, that is called Parodharma. Parodharma means, Paro means superior, and Dharma means occupational duty. Everyone has got occupational duty. It doesn't matter either you are a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Everyone has got occupational duty. That is human society. Human society means when the society is divided into these 8 divisions, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Varnasamachara. That is Vedic civilization. Varnasamacharavata, Purushena Parapuma, Vishnu Aradhate, Pungsham, Nannat Tattosukara. Unless the human society comes to the standard of executing varnasam dharma, it is not humanity, it is animal society. No regulative principle. The animals, they have no regulative principles. But human society must follow regulative principle. That is called varnasam dharma. So, varnasam dharma is also material, that is not spiritual. Varnasam dharma is the beginning of spiritual life. How one can come to the standard of spiritual life? It is a regulated life. When executing the spiritual life is Vishnu Aradhate Pumisham. When one comes to the platform of worshipping Vishnu, that is spiritual life. But the people, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life. They do not know. Not only nowadays, the material world is meant like that. They are forgotten. They are thinking, those who are too much materialistic, they are thinking that I am this body and satisfaction of the bodily senses is the ultimate goal of my life. But that is not the goal of life. The goal of life is to find out the ways and means how to satisfy the Supreme Law. That is also stated in this chapter. Atapungvi dijasreshta varnasama vibhagas. This meeting was presided by Śrīta Gosvāmī, and there are many learned Brahmins, learned scholars, sages. Therefore, he was addressing the audience. Dijasreshta. Dija means twice born. First birth by the father and mother, and the second birth by sanskar or by culture. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. They have got sanskar. Shudras have no sanskar. Sanskar Varjita means Shudra. In this age, nobody observes the sanskaras. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, almost every person is a Shudra. Therefore, there is so much chaos. The government is managed by the Shudras, or less than Shudras. Mlecha. Mlecha Rajanna Rupina. Mlechas have taken the post of government. It is meant for the Kshatriyas, any qualified Kshatriyas, very brave, very powerful, very charitable, not going away when there is fight. That is Kshatriya spirit. Brahman means Satya, Sama, Dama, Titikha. So people should be trained up as Brahmana, as Kshatriya, as Vaishya, kisi go raksha vanijyam Vaishya karma sabhavala. The Vaishya's duty is to produce food grains, agriculture, and give protection to the cows. And if you have got surplus foodstuff, you can make trade where there is shortage. So actually, the statement of the Shastra, the Kalu Sudra Sambhava, hardly there is Brahman or Kshatriya or Vaishya. There is nobody doing that duty. Instead of producing food grains, Vaishyas are engaged in running on big factories. So factory cannot produce food grains. Therefore there is food shortage, or people are not getting ample food stuff, they are starving, and there must be agitation. There is no Brahmana's guidance, there is no Kshatriya kings, and Shudras are also not executing their duty, then what will be the result? This is the result. Therefore, this is material dharma. Atapumbi dijasrashta varnasama vibhagasa. That vibhajan or division must be there, otherwise there must be chaos. Just like in your body, there is division, the brain division. Here the brain division, the arms division, and the belly division, and the leg division. So these divisions are required. If you have no brain, then how you can control your other senses? If you have no strength in your arm, how can you protect yourself? If you have no digestive power, there is no food, how you live? And if there is no leg or the lower class, how you work? This is natural division. Therefore, varnasama vibhagasa, the varnasama division must be there. That is human society. Everything is described very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Annad bhavati bhutani. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Parjanyat anna sambhava. Parjanyat anna sambhava. Jagyat bhavati parjanya. Jagya karma sambhava. And the animals, as soon as they are fatty and grown up, they are sent to the slaughterhouse. This business is going on. So why there should not be crisis in food, grain, and crisis in humans? There must be. Because we are not abiding by the orders of the Supreme Lord. And dharma means to abide by the orders of the Supreme Lord. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. You cannot manufacture dharma. This is this religion, this is that religion. These are all bogus. Real dharma is sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. This is dharma. All bogus type of dharma. Hindu religion, Muslim religion, this religion, that religion. They are not dharma. Therefore it is said here, savai pungsang paro dharma. Paro means supreme. What is that? Jato bhakti radho khaji. Wherein this is taught, just surrender to the Supreme Lord, Krishna. That is first class. All other religions, they are bogus. That is not religion. Just like good citizenship means to abide by the laws of the state, of the God. That is good citizenship. Similarly, a real religious person means who is abiding by the orders of the Supreme Law. Unfortunately, they have no information of the Supreme Lord. Although the Lord, the Supreme Lord Krishna is present, still they are thinking the Supreme Lord is Nirakar. Nirakar means to abhor. How Supreme God can be Nirakar? If the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Father, we have got experience. I am a person, my father is person, his father is person, his father is person. In this way, if you go to the topmost platform to find out the Supreme Person or Supreme God, why he should be impersonal? Impersonal is a feature of the Supreme Person. But ultimately, Brahmeti Bhagavaniti, Brahmeti Paramatmiti, Bhagavaniti Sardati. Ultimately, the absolute truth is a supreme person. Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam. This is the Vedic information. That as we are all Nityas, Itana, we are also living beings. But there is another supreme Nitya, Itana, and supreme Chetan, a living being. And that is God. That is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior living being than me. That is Krishna. So here it is said, Sabai pungsang parodha. Dharma, you have to execute your occupational duty. But, as Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajyam ekam saraṇam gacchami. That is real dharma. I am following this dharma, that is not dharma. Dharma means the natural instinct. The natural instinct is to obey the superior person. Everyone of us, we are meant for obeying the Supreme. Is anyone who can say that I am got to obey any superior person? Is there anyone? That cannot. You have to obey. That was the subject matter of my topics in Moscow with Professor Kotovsky. I challenged him that what is the difference between your philosophy and our philosophy? You have to obey some person and I have to obey some person. So you are obeying Lenin and I am obeying Krishna. So where is the difference between you and me in philosophy? Now, the things depend to be judged. Whether by following Krishna you shall be happy or by following Lenin you shall be happy. That is to be judged. Not that you, Communist Party, you can do without following a superior person. That you cannot. That is not possible. That is natural. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Our real formation, constitutional position, is to obey the orders of Krishna. But we are selected. Disobeying Krishna, we are obeying Lenin. That is the difference. We have to obey somebody. But we are selected not to obey Krishna, but to obey Lenin. In India, disobedience is very prominent now. And in that way, you shall not be happy. Therefore, Bhagavad said, Sabai pungsang paro dharma, jato bhakti radhukkacha. If you learn how to obey the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then you will be happy. Jaya atma suprasidati. This is fact. So unless people take to this Krishna consciousness and understand and learn how to obey Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there cannot be any peace, there cannot be any happiness. There is no condition. Here it is said, ahoituki apratihata. That obedience should be without any motive. Just like Sikh. Here the Europeans and American boys, they are obeying Krishna or Krishna's representative without any condition. They have not come here to obey my order for earning livelihood or for some material purpose. They have not come here. They have got enough money. They have got enough money. They can purchase 100 times India. But why? This is real parodharma. This is the supreme religion. To obey the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His representative. Because you have to learn through the representative of Krishna. Acharyam mam vijaniya nava manneta karichi nava artha buddhya sugeta So this is the injunction of the Shastra. Acharya, the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna. Acharya man vijanya, Krishna says. The Acharya is myself. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. By pleasing the Acharya, one can please the Supreme Lord. This is the Acharya man purusha veda. One who has got Acharya to guide him, he knows things. These are the Vedic injunctions. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacche samitpani srotriyam brahmanishtam. So, therefore it is said here that ahituki apratyahara, do not approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for some material benefit. That is not a pure devotion. Pure devotion means it should be without any motive and it cannot be checked. It cannot be checked. There may be so many hindrances, but one who is pure devotee, his business cannot be stopped. Therefore it is called ahituki apratihata. And when one comes to that stage, then atma suprasidati. The example is vivid. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was insulted by his stepmother. And therefore, he wanted, according to the instruction of his mother, to pray to God to retaliate the insult of our stepmother. And he went to the forest and meditated and practiced how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Within 6 months, he saw the Supreme Personality of God. But when he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was fully satisfied. He said, Kachang vichinnan api dibbaratna. Sir, I came to search out some particles of glass. Now I have got Dibbaratna, the valuable jewel or gem. Kachang vichinnan api dibbaratnam shamin kitatosmi barangana jaache. This is the satisfaction. We are searching after so many things to become satisfied. But if we try to approach the Supreme Personality of God, that we do not know, and without any motive, it cannot be checked, then jayatma suprasidati. If you want really peace of mind, then you search out Krishna and surrender unto him. Where is the difficulty? Krishna personally canvassing him. Sarvadhanman puritajamami kangasana. Still you are not, you are so poor. Aham tva sarvapapibha mokhoishyam. He is giving assurance that I shall give you protection from all sinful reactions. We are summoning in this material world because we are continually making our life in sinful activities. Sinful activities means gratifying the senses. That is also warned by Maharaj Rishabhdev to his sons. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaye aprinoti. These rascals, they simply for sense gratification committing all types of sinful activities. Just like Krishna has given us so many things to eat, but still he shall kill animals. Still, for the satisfaction of the tongue, we shall kill so many slaughterhouse, regular slaughterhouse. And you want to be happy. Your whole life is full of sinful activities and you want to be happy. That is not possible. Therefore, it is said that if you develop love for Krishna, that development cannot be possible if you are sinful. Jesam antagatam papam janalan punna karmana te danda mahanin mukta bhajanti maandira. Krishna bhajan is not so easy thing. Jesam antagatam papam, one who has surpassed all the sinful activities, Jisam antagatam papa. How we can avoid sinful activities? Sinful activities you can avoid. Punna karmanam, by discharging punna karma pious activities. And what is the pious activities? Simple pious activity. Simple pious activities is sinnatāṁ sakatā krishna punnasavana kirtana. Punnasavana kirtana. If you simply hear about Krishna, that is pious activity. You are sitting here patiently. You are not going out. This is acquiring pious activities. The result of pious activities. Sinnatāṁ sakatā krishna punnasavana kirtana. Riddhantasya pious. Pious activities means to cleanse the heart, because our heart is overloaded with so many sinful activities. Therefore, we are suffering. So by hearing satang prasangat, by hearing from the realized soul, by hearing the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavat as it is, your heart will be cleansed. Sinnatang sakata krishna punna savana kirtana. Riddhantastha avadrani. Avadrani means rajagun tamak. Even satogun is also mixed with rajagun tamak. But if you hear about Krishna, we are opening all over the world hundreds of centers. Why? We are giving chance to the people to hear about Krishna. It is not a business center. Not a business branch house, but Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam. Here, the school of teaching people how to hear about Krishna, how to chant about Krishna, how to worship Krishna, the deity. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam. Archanam, this is Archanam. Bandhanam, to offer prayers. Dasham, to work for Krishna. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivan Archanam Bandhanam Sakham, to make Krishna as friend. Krishna can be served in so many ways. Krishna so kind friend, even practical. We had a very big struggle in Bombay for our land. So they wanted to break our temple to drive away. It was a great commotion. All Bombay people know it. But I pray simply, Krishna. My dear Krishna, anyway, you have come here, you have sat down here. It will be great insult if you are removed from this place. So Krishna had it. And we won the battle. Now the land is ours. The land is ours. It was a great battle. Krishna is so kind. The devotees say like that a putana rakshasi wanted to kill Krishna, but he got the promotion just like his mother Yashoda. Krishna is so kind. Because Krishna took it that although this rakshasi came to kill me with poison in her breast, but I have sucked her breast, she has become my mother. So Krishna takes only the bright side of your devotional service. He never takes the dark side, because anyone in this material life, he has got only dark life. So try to serve Krishna. Sarvam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even little service rendered to Krishna can save you from the greatest dangerous life. These are the instructions. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is simply to teach people how to love Krishna, how to become beloved of Krishna. Savai Pungsang, the greatest type of religious life. Savai Pungsang Paroda. Because we are teaching how to love Krishna. And if you can, if we love Krishna, then our life is successful. Savai Krishna, Savai Pungsang Paroda Dharma, Jato Bhakti Radho Khaji. Ahuituki, but there must not be any motive. And it cannot be checked in any circumstance. It is not that because one is very poor man, he cannot love Krishna. or because one is very rich man, he cannot love Krishna. Of course, sometimes to become very rich, they become very proud, they do not come to Krishna. So sometimes Krishna shows the mercy to turn his devotee into poverty stricken position. But therefore somebody is afraid of coming to Krishna. But Krishna is also very kind. When you become actually a devotee, there will be no scarcity. Whatever you want, it will come. It will come. So this is the position. So our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching, educating all over the world. There is no distinction. There is no distinction. Don't think that these Europeans, Americans, they are mlechhas and javanas. They cannot take to Krishna consciousness. It is only meant for the brahmanas or kshatriyas. They are brahmanas. Channalupi dijasrashta hari bhakti paraya. Anyone who becomes a devotee is better than a brahman. Krishna says, manhi pratha vipasritya jepishu papajan. It doesn't matter. Wherever he is born, papajan. Triyavashya tatha shuddha stevi janti paraya. So Krishna is open for everyone. And he is father of all forms of life. Sarva Jonishu Kauntya. He is neither Indian nor Hindu nor Muslim. He is Krishna. He is the supreme person. So our only request is that you try to love Krishna. Then your religious life will be perfect. Jato bhakti adhokhaje. Adhokhaje, he is beyond the sense perception. Akhaja. Akhaja jnan means sensual perception. He is beyond that. Transcendental. But you have to love. So this loving process is the devotional service. First of all, to hear about it. You patiently hear. Sinnatam shakata krishna. Satatam kirtantam mam jatantasthi dhiravrita. These are the process. So, just try to hear about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita as it is, don't malinterpret by your whimsical way. Then you lose the opportunity. Don't follow these rascals who interpret Bhagavad Gita. There is no question of interpretation. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says, sarvadhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam. Accept that. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita ha. Simply by serving Krishna, you do all of your other duties. Such a nice thing, Krishna consciousness movement. Take it very seriously and do the needful. Thank you very much.